Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. On a Sunday night,
en un domingo de tarde,
when the world is raging over a pigskin,
cuando el mundo se enfoca en el fútbol,
amen. We get to be in the presence of the King.
Podemos estar en la presencia del Rey.
Amen. We get to worship the one and true only living God.
Vamos a adorar al único y verdadero Dios.
Amen. We can be healed by him.
Podemos ser sanados por él.
I wish we had more than four people that believe that right now.
Podemos tener un poco más personas agradeciendo por aquello.
Amen. And I am so thankful to be able to be in service this evening.
Estoy muy agradecido de ser parte de este servicio esta noche.
I have a great, not only appreciation, but a love.
Tuve un gran aprecio y amor por
your pastor and your first lady.
Por su pastor y su esposa.
And I want to say thank you for the confidence.
Y agradezco la confianza.
That Brother Crosswhite.
Que el hermano Crosswhite.
That you have put in me to be able to stand in your absence.
Que me ha puesto aquí para estar mientras usted no estaba.
And I want to say to the church tonight, thank you for your response.
Quiero agradecerle a la iglesia por la respuesta que ustedes me han dado.
Amen. And once again, I give honor to the ministry here.
Y una vez más doy honra a los ministros aquí.
And I love this church.
Y amo esta iglesia.
I love the body of Christ.
Amo el cuerpo de Cristo.
I'm thankful to be in the church.
Estoy muy agradecido de estar en la iglesia.
I don't want to just come to church. I want to be a part.
No solamente quiero venir, quiero ser parte.
I want the church to be the reflection of my lifestyle.
Quiero que la iglesia sea un reflejo de mi vida.
Amen. And I want to say tonight, on the way here this evening, my daughter told me to do this, so I'm going to do it. I'm so thankful to have my little darling princess with me in service. I said, do you want me to say I'm thankful to have my daughter here tonight? She said, no. She said, Dad, I'm your darling princess.
Ella no quería que yo dijera esto.
And so thank you, Sister Crosswhite, for helping me with her hair. I tried.
Así que gracias, hermana Crosswhite, por ayudarme con su cabello, porque yo no podía.
But I was reminded that I'm just a man.
Pero me hizo acordar que solo soy un hombre.
I tried to do a messy bun.
Intenté hacer un algo distinto.
Tried to do a braid.
Intenté hacer otro tipo de cabello.
I even tried just to do a simple ponytail.
O solamente un simple peinado.
And I didn't get the victory.
Pero no lo obtuve.
Amen. Tonight, I want to say thank you to all of our guests that have joined us for worship.
Hoy quiero agradecer a todos nuestros invitados que vinieron a adorar.
I say this every service because I mean it.
Lo digo siempre cada servicio porque realmente lo quiero decir de esta manera.
I want our guests to feel at home tonight.
Quiero sentirme como en casa esta noche.
I want our guests to be able to feel like they can worship the way they desire.
Quiero que mis invitados se sientan que están en casa adorando al Rey.
And to our guests tonight, you worship Jesus the way you know how, and Jesus will do the rest.
Invitados, usted adora al Rey como usted sabe que adora.
Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, once again, I'm going to preach my heart.
Esta noche voy a predicar desde mi corazón.
I may not get but two or three amens.
Tal vez tenga unos dos o tres amenes.
I wish everybody in the sanctuary could have been at the Airbnb this afternoon.
Me hubiera gustado que todos mis invitados hubieran estado en el Airbnb que yo estuve.
Because Brother Crosswhite, I preached it perfect.
Porque hermano Crosswhite, prediqué perfecto.
I didn't make any mistakes.
No cometí ningún error.
Nobody looked at me weird.
Nadie me miró raro.
Nobody made me feel like I was missing what the Lord said.
Nadie me hizo ver como que me faltó decir algo.
I wish y'all could have been there this afternoon.
Me hubiera gustado que hubiera estado usted ahí.
But now I may only get one or two amens.
Pero tal vez solamente tenga uno o dos amenes.
But at the end, I believe God's going to heal.
Pero al final creo que Dios va a sanar.
I believe tonight that the Lord is going to strip our hearts
creo que el Señor va a tocar nuestro corazón.
Of any facade.
Va a sacar todo, toda cosa de ahí.
And that we will leave this building differently if we desire to.
Vamos a ir diferente si nosotros lo deseamos.
The book of Revelation, chapter number 2,
libro de Apocalipsis, capítulo 2, versículo 17,
beginning at verse 17.
Empezando el versículo 17.
If I could call your attention to that.
Si puedo llevar su atención a aquel verso.
He that hath an ear.
Al que venciere.
Let him hear what the Spirit saith.
El que tiene oído, oiga lo que el Espíritu dice a las iglesias.
Unto the churches.
Para las iglesias. A las iglesias.
And then it makes a bold declaration that it touches everybody in this house.
Y toca, remarca de tal manera que toca cada uno de nosotros aquí.
To him that overcometh.
Al que venciere.
Will I give to eat of the hidden manna?
Daré a comer del maná escondido.
And will give him a white stone.
Y le daré una piedrecita blanca.
And in the stone a new name written.
Y la piedrecita escrito un nuevo nombre.
Which no man knoweth saving he that receiveth it.
Y cual ninguno conoce sino aquel que lo recibe.
Pastor Cross White, I'm thankful we serve a personal God.
Pastor Cross White, todo agradecido que servimos a un Dios personal.
I'm thankful that we serve a God that knows where you are. I'm thankful that I serve a God that knows where I am. Tonight, by the help of the Holy Ghost, if you want a title,
esta noche voy a predicar por el Espíritu Santo,
the deception of the victim.
El engaño de la víctima.
And I'm going to ask everybody to do this. Would you put your reading device beside you?
Whether
it be your Bible, your phone, whatever it may be. Repentance is the most wonderful gift that you and I will ever receive.
El arrepentimiento es el regalo más maravilloso que tú y yo podemos obtener.
I'm not saying this to be controversial.
No digo esto para ser controversial.
But without repentance, you're not getting the Holy Ghost.
Pero sin el arrepentimiento, no tienes el Espíritu Santo.
So repentance is the greatest gift that any of us will ever have.
El arrepentimiento es el regalo más grande que podemos obtener.
So tonight, before we go any further,
así que esta noche, antes de que pasemos al siguiente,
I wonder if you can just ignore who's standing beside you.
Se puede ignorar al que tiene a su lado.
And I wonder as a body if we could lift our hands and that we could say, God, I want you to search me right now.
Podemos levantar nuestras manos y buscar de su presencia.
And God, I want to be honest with you right now.
Quiero ser honesto contigo esta noche, hoy.
If there's sin in my life, I repent.
Si hay pecado en mi vida, me arrepiento.
If there is anything in my life that would keep me from you, I repent tonight.
Si hay algo que me está manteniendo ahí en el pecado, sácalo de mi vida.
Come on, that's it. Do it in your own way.
Hágalo en su propio camino, en su propio
God, know me tonight, God.
Dios, conóceme esta noche, oh Dios.
God,
necesito tu ayuda.
You. I need you, God, to change me.
Necesito que me cambies, oh Señor. Aleluya, aleluya.
Come on, that's it. That feels good right there.
Se siente bien, se siente bien. Siga.
Shataya yanda raki yana rara bosatai. Yes, God, know me.
Oh Dios, conóceme, oh Dios.
Amen. You
amen,
may be
amen.
Seated tonight.
Se puede sentar.
There are saints of God.
Hay santos de Dios.
Who love him deeply.
Que aman profundamente.
But live trapped in the cycle of life.
Que aman profundamente a Dios, pero viven atrapados en un ciclo.
The cycle of emotion.
El ciclo de la emoción.
They've been hurt.
Han sido heridos.
And the hurt has become their identity.
Y la herida se ha convertido en su identidad.
They carry failure around like a tattoo that never fades.
Llevan el fracaso como un tatuaje que nunca se desvanece.
They never allow themselves a span of space.
Nunca permiten que haya algo más de espacio.
To heal.
Para sanar.
Every mountain is followed by a valley that's all they can ever see.
Cada montaña seguida por un valle.
Every victory.
Cada victoria.
It is overshadowed by a voice that says that you'll never last.
Es ensombrecida por una voz que dice nunca durarás.
The voice that speaks louder than ever that tells you you'll never be enough.
La voz que te habla más fuerte y que te dice que nunca serás suficiente.
And it's a voice that speaks louder than ever that why are you even trying again?
Es una voz que habla muy fuerte que no te deja escuchar nada más.
I need to beg with you tonight in the defense of them.
Necesito estar con ustedes en la defensa de aquellos.
They're not wicked.
No están en peligro.
They're not backsliders.
No se han ido de la iglesia.
They are simply wounded people that have lived their life learning to be the victim.
Solamente han sido personas dañadas que han aprendido a vivir su vida como víctimas.
And here's the danger of it.
Y aquí está el peligro de aquello.
If you live as a victim long enough, you start to believe that's all you'll ever be.
El peligro es que si vives como víctima el tiempo suficiente, comenzarás a creer que todo esto es lo que siempre serás.
The book of Revelation says him that overcometh.
El libro de Apocalipsis dice al que venciere.
Not to him that remains the same.
No al que se queda ahí nomás.
Not to him that remains a victim.
No al que permaneciere siendo víctima.
Not to him that surrenders to the hurt of yesterdays.
No al que se rinde a su pasado.
But to him that is willing to stand and break the cycle.
Sino aquel que rompe el ciclo.
Because you're sick and tired.
Porque ya te cansaste.
Of playing the role of the victim.
Te cansaste de jugar el rol de la víctima.
And it's a place that you finally understand.
Y es un lugar donde finalmente comprendes.
That God is for you.
Que Dios es por ti.
And not against you.
Y no contra ti.
Being a victim. Let me talk about it for a minute.
Déjeme hablar sobre las víctimas.
Being a victim, it feels real.
Ser víctima se siente real.
Because it is real.
Porque es real.
Life has marred you. People have betrayed you.
La gente te ha traicionado.
Your own choices, your own decisions.
Tus propias decisiones te han
traicionado. Seem to ever go before you and haunt you.
Te han tratado de cazar.
And every time you start to heal.
Y cuando empiezas a sanar.
It's like there is something that is within you that allows the vessel to crack again.
Y hay algo dentro de ti que permite que la vasija sea rota.
Victimhood is heavy because it's a voice that you allow to be the loudest in your life.
La voz de la víctima es muy
God, here
muy
we go.
Porque tú permites que eso pase.
You'll never escape what happened to you.
Nunca escaparás de lo que te pasó.
You'll never be more than what you've done.
Nunca serás más de lo que has hecho.
And then it's the voice that God can never use you.
Es la voz que te dice que Dios nunca puede usarte.
And then you always walk around life.
Y siempre caminas por la vida.
Filling in the blanks because you're not enough.
Llenando los espacios en blancos porque no eres suficiente.
But I gotta pause for a moment.
Pero tengo que poner pausa.
And I gotta ask you, who told you that you're not enough?
Tengo que preguntarte quién te dijo que no eras.
Who told you that you'll never be able to heal?
¿Quién te dijo que no eras capaz de sanar?
That's why we got saints of God. You're on the mountaintop one moment. And then you're walking in the valley. It's 1 week you're in revival. And then you're in the despair of a lifetime the next. Because the weight of being the victim. It becomes heavier than your faith in becoming a victor.
Se vuelve más pesado que tu fe en la victoria de Dios.
You cannot carry being a victim and a victor at the same time.
Puedes ser víctima y ser victorioso al mismo tiempo.
A double-minded man is unstable.
El hombre doble ánimo es inestable.
You're either going to make up in your mind God is able.
Tienes que ponerlo en tu mente de que Dios es capaz.
Hallelujah. You're either going to make up in your mind God is able to do it.
Vas a decirlo en tu mente, Dios es capaz de hacerlo.
Or you're satisfied with being the victim.
O estás bien siendo la víctima.
You say, Brother Maine, you don't know what happened to me.
Hermano Maine, pero usted no sabe lo que me pasó.
Let me tell you this, my friend. Every one of us in this building has been damaged by people.
Todos aquí hemos sido dañados por personas.
Some of the things that we've encountered, let's be men and women enough to admit.
Hay muchas cosas aquí que tenemos que admitir de que hemos sido dañados.
Some of it was your fault.
Y de alguna manera, alguna de esas ocasiones ha sido nuestra culpa.
Because of decisions that was made.
Por una decisión que se hizo.
What you succumbed to.
A lo que sucumbiste.
And what you entertained.
Y lo que entretuviste.
And then you say, Brother Maine, there was things that happened that should have never happened.
Pero hermano Maine, hubieron cosas que nunca debieron pasar.
You're exactly right, my friend.
Es verdad.
But there is not a person in this building that can take the hand of time.
Pero no hay ninguna persona en este lugar.
And turn it back and fix the mistakes that happened.
Que pueda arreglar así simplemente los errores.
But you got to quit living in yesterdays.
Pero debes dejar de vivir en
because you're not destined to be the victim.
Porque no estás destinado a ser víctima.
You're not destined to be, oh God, you're not destined to throw away your destiny.
No estás destinado a dejar tu destino.
If God is able to do it for somebody else,
Dios es capaz de hacerlo con alguien.
Then my friend, I promise God's able to do it for you.
Yo le prometo que Dios es capaz de hacerlo contigo.
But Brother Maine, it was family that hurt me.
Pero hermano Maine, fue la familia la que me hizo daño.
All I can say tonight is I'm sorry.
Todo lo que puedo decir es lo siento.
But it was never God's fault.
Nunca fue la culpa de Dios.
My friend, God can interrupt his plans.
Dios puede interrumpir tus planes.
To come down.
Para venir.
And say it's time that you heal.
Es hora de que sanes.
It's time that you move forward.
Es hora de que te muevas hacia adelante.
Because you don't just forgive people for their benefit. You forgive people so you can be free.
Tú no perdonas a las personas.
So you don't have to hold on to that trash.
Así que tú debes dejar eso.
So that does not have to be your identity.
Eso no debe ser tu identidad.
Yes, I failed. Yes, there was hardships.
Sí, fallé y todo.
But that is not who I am.
Pero eso no es quien soy.
I am a child of God.
Un hijo de Dios.
I am a blood-bought Christian.
Soy un cristiano, hecho y derecho.
I've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Soy lleno con el Espíritu Santo y sido bautizado.
When you start believing that,
cuando empiezas a creer eso,
and when you start living like that,
cuando empiezas a vivir de esta manera,
that, my friend, is where the mercy of God.
Es ahí cuando la misericordia de Dios
it comes into your life.
Viene a tu vida.
And he will not leave you the same way he found you.
No va a dejarte igual como te encontró.
I wish you could love on Jesus for a second.
¿Puedo amar al Señor por un momento?
I'm thankful tonight.
Estoy agradecido esta noche.
That he is still pushing me to be better.
Que él aún me empuja para ser mejor.
You say, Brother Maine, there's deep scars.
Pero hermano Maine, hay cicatrices muy profundas.
There's things that will forever mar my future.
Hay cosas que en mi futuro.
The we got little ears in this house, so I'm going to say it, and you just read between the lines if I can do that, Pastor Cross White.
Voy a decir, usted va a leer entre líneas.
I'm not just talking about physical sin right now.
No hablo solamente del pecado físico.
I'm talking about people that's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically.
Sino hablo de gente que ha sido abusada mentalmente, psicológicamente y físicamente.
And that's all you can ever look at is how bad you were hurt.
Y solamente puedes ver cuán mal ha sido dañado.
You say, Brother Man, you're not qualified to preach us tonight. You don't know what's happened in my life. Well, sweetheart, you don't know what's happened in my life.
Pero ustedes pueden decir, yo no estoy calificado para predicar, pero
just because it,
con mi vida.
Just because it looks like I'm wearing the badge that everything is okay.
Solo porque llevo esto.
I was raised in a home where I was abused over and over and over.
Fui criado en un hogar donde fui abusado una y otra vez.
But I absolutely to refuse.
Pero me rehusaba
to become
a convertirme
what my childhood was like.
Lo que mi niñez fue.
I refuse.
Yo me rehuso.
To allow yesterday to shape my tomorrow.
Que el ayer cambie mi mañana.
Because if I want to live as the victim,
porque si quiero vivir como víctima,
there is no joy of the Holy Ghost.
No hay felicidad del Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, Brother Main,
pero ustedes dicen, hermano Main,
you're not qualified to preach us in certain areas because of what happened physically.
Pero no, usted no está calificado para predicar sobre estos temas físicamente.
I'm married to a wife.
Estoy casado con una
I hope
mujer.
This ain't too plain tonight.
Espero que esto no sea muy plano.
That her dad went to prison.
Que su padre fue a prisión.
If my wife can heal,
si mi esposa pudo sanar,
you can heal.
Tú también puedes sanar.
If we can have a healthy marriage,
si podemos tener un matrimonio saludable,
if our family unit can look like the Bible family unit,
si la unión familiar se ve como la escritura,
and if our mind can be made up,
y si nuestra mente puede entender,
to not be the victim,
que no seamos la víctima,
then we can produce fruit.
Entonces podemos producir frutos.
We can be productive for the kingdom.
Podemos ser productivos para el reino.
Because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Porque el hombre de doble ánimo es inestable en todos sus caminos.
And if all that I'm doing is struggling,
eso sí, si lo único que hago es perderme en problemas,
if all I'm doing is struggling,
si solo hago que me hunda en mis problemas,
to look in the mirror and just seeing Tim Main.
Solo veo a mi espejo y me veo a Tim Main.
And I can never see what God sees.
Y no puedo ver lo que Dios ve en mí.
And Brother Watson, I fear that I will never break the cycle.
Entonces, hermano Watson, yo creo que no voy a romper el ciclo.
I fear that I will use religion and I will use church as a crutch. I know he's able to heal somebody else.
Yo sé que él es capaz de sanar.
I know he's able to change somebody else.
Sé que él es capaz de cambiar a alguien más.
I know the word of God went forward.
Sé que la palabra de Dios va primero.
But that was for somebody else.
Pero es para alguien más.
And then we exempt ourselves from God being able to work.
Y luego nos salimos de que Dios nos pueda sanar.
And it is a sad reality.
Es una realidad triste.
That God sees more in you than you'll ever see in yourself.
Que Dios ve más en ti de lo que tú ves en ti.
I'm thankful tonight that the potter didn't just throw me away.
Qué bueno que no solamente fui desechado.
I'm thankful that he's seen a bunch of big old cracks.
Solamente vio un par de fisuras.
And he took that jar and he said, "Now we'll make it again another."
Vio esta vasija y dijo, "Voy a hacer una nueva, con todo y todo y roto."
You say, Brother Main, there's times that I don't want to go to church. It's too hard.
Algunas veces que no quiero ir a la iglesia, hermano Main.
It seems like people have their lives in order.
Hay gente que tiene, veo que la gente tiene su vida ordenada.
But don't you ever forget that the vessel is always in the hand of the potter.
Pero no te olvides que la vasija siempre está en las manos de él.
He's not going to throw you away.
Él no te va a desechar.
Nay, in all these things,
y en todas estas cosas,
we are more than conquerors.
Somos más que conquistadores.
Through him that loved us.
Para aquellos a los que él ama.
My friend, God refuses to let your past be your prophecy.
Dios se niega a dejar que tu pasado sea tu profecía.
I wish you would write that real big on your mirror that you look at yourself every morning.
Me encantaría que lo escribieran bien grande en su espejo para que lo viera cada mañana.
Because we serve a God that is pushing you toward his purpose.
Porque hay un Dios que te está empujando a tu propósito.
We don't serve a God that keeps his thumb on you.
No servimos a un Dios que solamente nos empuja con un dedo hacia abajo.
But we do serve a God that requires of us.
Pero servimos a un Dios que requiere de nosotros.
Come on, Diego. In the Bible.
En la Biblia.
And I will give to him a white stone.
Se le dio una piedra.
With a new name written in it.
Con un nuevo nombre en aquello.
In history.
En la historia.
Failure was going to be signified.
El fracaso iba a ser significativo.
When you received a black stone.
Cuando recibe la piedra oscura.
That black stone, elder, was to signify to everybody in the society.
La piedra oscura significaba para toda la sociedad y la representaba.
That you're a failure.
De que tú eras un fracaso.
And this is your future. You have been condemned.
Y este es tu futuro, entonces eres condenado.
And so society says that you'll never be good enough.
La sociedad dice que nunca serás lo suficientemente bueno.
In other words, you've been found guilty.
En otras palabras, has sido culpable.
How does it feel?
¿Cómo se siente?
It hurts, don't it?
Duele, ¿verdad?
Now you got to present yourself to everybody else for the rest of your life that I have been condemned.
Tienes que presentarte con aquellos que has sido condenado.
That I have been convicted.
Que se han sido convencidos.
And that black stone.
Que esa piedra oscura.
Was given to people that in games they were the losers.
Se les dio esta piedra oscura a los perdedores.
It's smart. It's life, Brother Neil. That you'll never be good enough.
Y te dice que nunca serás.
And it's always supposed to be the signification.
Ese siempre ha sido el significado de eso.
That there's no mercy for you at all.
Que no hay misericordia para ti, supuestamente.
There's no going back to the courts.
No hay vuelta a la cancha.
It's final.
Se acabó.
It's done.
Está hecho.
And says, that stone that's presented.
Esa piedra se ha presentado.
What's it feel like?
¿Cómo se siente?
When you grab it and you instantly think of how bad you have failed.
La sientes y empiezas a pensar cuánto he fallado.
I can't get rid of the feeling.
No puedo sacarme este sentimiento.
It always goes before me.
Y siempre va delante de mí.
Now everybody's going to know how bad you failed, and now you are the victim.
Y todos van a ver cuánto has fallado y van a ver cómo eres de víctima.
And life mars you because of other people's opinions of you.
La vida te marca con la opinión de otras personas.
And it hurts and it don't feel good.
Y duele y no se siente bien.
Your peers want nothing to do with you now.
Tus conocidos no hicieron nada.
And now
y ahora,
you've become at the bottom of society's
te has
vuelto totem
lo más pole. Profundo de la sociedad.
The presentation of the black stone in the courts.
La presentación de la piedra oscura.
Was unto death.
Era para muerte.
God, I hope I can preach what I feel right now.
Para poder predicarle a alguien en este momento.
Because that black stone.
Esa piedra oscura.
That black stone, my friend.
Esa piedra oscura, mi amigo.
Was your identity.
Era tu identidad.
It's what signified you now.
Es lo que significa para ti ahora.
That black stone, you couldn't get married.
Con esa piedra oscura no pudiste casarte.
You were shamed by your family, and you was put away by everybody else.
Fuiste decepción para tu familia y todos te empujaron para que no te acercaras.
But I don't think God just talks to talk.
Pero no creo que Dios hable por hablar.
To him
para él.
That overcometh.
Al que venciere.
Oh, yes. To him I will give a white stone.
A él que venciere le daré una piedra blanca.
With a new name.
Con un nuevo nombre.
I'm tired of living that way.
Me cansé de vivir de esta manera.
I'm tired of that being my identity.
Me cansé de que fuera mi identidad.
I'm tired of society looking at me like a failure.
Me cansé que la sociedad me mirara como un fracaso.
And here God is.
Y aquí está Dios.
Where he's standing, and he said, life presented you a black stone, so now I'm wanting to give you a new lease on life.
Aquí Dios te presenta la piedra blanca con una nueva vida.
Huh? And that's what so many of us are going to do.
Y eso es lo que muchos vamos a hacer.
You want it?
¿La quieres?
What would you do for a pardon?
¿Qué vas a hacer para...
What would you do for a new start?
¿Qué vas a hacer por un nuevo comienzo?
Because you don't go back to the courts to get the new start. You gotta fall down at the feet of Jesus.
Tienes que ponerte a los pies de Jesús.
Because when you were given a white stone in the place of a black stone,
en lugar de la, te dio una piedra blanca en vez de la negra.
You know what that tells me? That tells me that there was an acquittal. That tells me him that was guilty is no longer guilty anymore. There is freedom. There is peace. There is an understanding. That I'm not defeated.
Hay un entendimiento de que ahora ya
that I'm not below anybody else. I wish you understood what I was preaching right now. Because some of you, you've allowed yourself
has permitido que tú mismo
to hold on to what God already changed.
Permitido que
but you can't hold on to the black and the white.
No puedes tener la piedra blanca.
You're either going to be the victim or the victor.
Tiene que ser victorioso en vez de la víctima.
My faults define me. My failures follow me. My past is my name.
Mi pasado me sigue, mis fallos me siguen también.
That's what the black stone symbolizes.
Es lo que la piedra oscura simboliza.
But when that white stone is presented,
pero cuando se te presenta la piedra blanca,
I have been bought with a price. Yes. I have crowned you with my glory.
Te he ahogado mi gloria.
You ready? You ready for this? Watch. Put it up there for me, 2:17. You got to see this for yourself.
Tiene que verlo por ti mismo.
Watch. To him that overcometh,
al que venciere,
will I give to eat of the hidden manna.
Daré a comer del maná
escondido. He's a personal God.
Dios personal.
He may not show it out in public.
Tal vez no se muestre en público.
He may not make a public spectacle of you.
Tal vez no haga algo público.
But he's going to invite you to dine at his table.
Pero te va a invitar a comer a su mesa.
He's going to invite you to eat of the manna that he provided. Yeah, you had great failures. But I'm going to be your provider. I wish somebody could get excited about that right now. And when they're dining at my table, I'm going to give them a white stone.
Le voy a dar una piedrecita blanca.
And in that stone, watch.
En esta piedra.
You ready? And in the stone,
y en la piedrecita,
a new name.
Escrito un nuevo nombre.
I wish y'all understood the significance of this.
Me gustaría que entendieran lo que significa esto.
Because court documents just weren't changed.
Los documentos no solamente fueron cambiados.
So I'm going to give you a new identity.
Voy a dar una nueva identidad.
Watch. Which no man knoweth.
El cual ninguno conoce.
Saving that he receives it.
Sino aquel que lo recibe.
Because when you receive something and you take possession of something,
cuando recibes algo y lo posees,
it becomes a place of joy and expectation.
Se convierte en lugar de felicidad y expectación.
No longer you don't have to convince your friends.
No tendrá que convencer a tus amigos.
You don't even have to convince your enemies.
Ni siquiera convencerás a tus enemigos.
Because heaven done stamped your name.
Porque el cielo estampó tu nombre.
That's why Acts 2:38, I believe it says, then Peter said unto them, repent
arrepiéntanse,
and be baptized,
y bautícese cada uno de vosotros,
every one of you,
cada uno de vosotros,
and it does not say for the remission of your sins,
y no dice la remisión de sus pecados.
Because that new name in baptism is the only thing that can rewrite your heritage.
Ese nuevo nombre es lo que puede reescribir.
If your daddy was a drunk,
si tu padre era drogadicto,
if your mama ran around,
o si tu madre no estaba,
you don't have to do it.
No tienes por qué ser como ellos.
If you were hurt, you don't have to stay hurt.
Si fuiste dañado, no te quedes dañado.
For the remission of sins.
Por la remisión de pecados.
I don't believe in generational curses.
No creo en las maldiciones generacionales.
Because in baptism we put on Christ.
Porque en el bautismo nos ponemos como Cristo.
And if it's Christ in you in the hope of glory.
Y si es Cristo, él va a abrir.
Then, my friend, there is nothing that can tarnish you if you don't allow it.
No hay nada que te va a detener.
God help us tonight. You say, Brother Maine, I've been like this for years.
Hermano Maine, he estado así por años.
Well, you don't have to be like this in the future then.
Pues no tienes que ser así en el futuro.
I believe today things die at the altar.
Yo creo que hoy cosas morirán en el altar.
Brother Maine, I can't go to people and say, hey, I forgive you.
Pero no puedo ir a la gente, hermano, y decirle perdón.
Then it's time that you start allowing things that live rent free in your head.
Pues es hora de que empieces a cambiar.
To come out.
Yeah. Para salir.
Come on.
And that you start filling your life.
Empiezas a sentir que tu vida,
with the anticipation,
con anticipación,
that I
que él,
am the victor.
La víctima.
I'm closing right now. If Sister Crossway, you want to help me,
estoy terminando ahora, si la mano,
I need everybody to listen to me right now.
Necesito que todos me escuchen.
Cause it don't just affect you.
No solamente te afecta a ti.
It affects the whole church.
Afecta a toda la iglesia.
Come on.
Yeah. Because a victim,
porque una víctima,
it drains all the energy.
Saca toda la energía.
With constant,
con constante.
I need y'all to hear me right now. It drains all the energy with constant instability.
Saca toda la energía con constante inestabilidad.
So I never know if they're going to be up here,
así que no sé si van a estar aquí,
or down here,
o aquí abajo.
So it causes us to walk on eggshells around one another.
Así que nos llama a caminar en círculos.
Instead of having a new name written.
Come on.
En vez de tener un nuevo nombre.
And Brother Watson can say, Brother Maine, I don't know what's going on.
Y hermano Watson puede decirle al hermano Maine, no sé qué está pasando.
But Brother Maine, I'm here for you.
Amen.
Estoy aquí para usted.
You matter to me.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Estoy ahí para ti.
Jesus, help me right now.
Jesús, ayúdame, por favor.
Here we go.
Aquí vamos.
I'm just going to say it, and y'all just hear my heart right now.
Yo lo voy a decir, ustedes van a escuchar mi corazón.
The victim mentality.
La mentalidad de la víctima.
Poisons unity within the church.
Envenena la unidad de Cristo en la iglesia.
Because it makes you feel like you are an idol unto yourself.
Porque te hace sentir como si fueras un ídolo a ti mismo.
That is never the will of God.
Esa nunca ha sido la voluntad de Dios.
Because the victim.
Porque la víctima.
Relives the same battles over and over and over.
Revive las mismas batallas una y otra y otra y otra vez.
Never moving forward.
Y no se mueve hacia adelante, no da un paso más.
And then it becomes everybody else's fault while you're not growing in God.
Y luego se convierte en la culpa de todos los demás de que por qué tú no estás creciendo.
But.
Pero.
When the victim.
Cuando la víctima.
Becomes the victor.
Se convierte en el victorioso.
The whole church rises.
Toda la iglesia empieza a surgir.
Because brother Diego.
Porque hermano Diego.
Healed people, healed people.
Sanar a personas, va a sanar a las personas.
There's people that my wife will be able to touch that I may never be able to touch.
Mi esposa ha sido capaz de llegar a personas que yo no he sido capaz de alcanzar.
Brother Chad, there's people that you'll be able to reach that I may never be able to reach.
Hay personas que usted, hermano, va a poder alcanzar que yo no voy a poder alcanzar.
Because, brother Diego, free people.
Porque hermano Diego, las personas libres.
Want to see other people free.
Quieren ver a otras personas libres.
Victorious people.
La gente victoriosa.
Usher in the victory.
Traen a luz esa victoria.
That everybody can receive.
Para que todos puedan recibirla.
Would you stand with me right now?
Puede poner de pie conmigo ahora.
I want to talk to the men for a moment.
Quiero hablarle a los hombres por un momento.
We're the world's worst.
Donde está lo peor del mundo.
About admitting that I have struggles.
Y donde han habido muchos problemas.
That I have been hurt.
Que he sido dañado.
Because I'm a man.
Porque soy un hombre.
Men, look at me right now.
Hombres, mírenme ahora.
I'm a young man. I'm 38 years old.
Soy un hombre joven. Tengo 38 años.
But it's okay to drop your guard and let tears fall.
Pero está bien dejar todo y empezar a llorar.
It's okay for you to say, God.
Está bien que usted busque a Dios.
I need you to help me.
Y dígale, necesito tu ayuda.
I was reading statistically earlier this afternoon, Pastor Crosswhite,
las estadísticas, hermano Crosswhite,
that we have more mental health crisis out of men in the church.
Que tenemos más crisis de salud mental en nuestra iglesia.
And when men are not healed,
cuando los hombres no sanan,
produces broken families.
Produce familias rotas.
Men, look at Brother Main.
Hombres, miren al hermano Main.
It's okay to cry.
Está bien llorar.
It's okay to forgive.
Está bien perdonar.
That don't make you weak.
Eso no te hace débil.
What that is doing is positioning you.
Eso lo que hace es posicionarte.
To saying, God, I can't do it on my own.
Dios, para decirte, Dios, no puedo hacerlo solo.
I'm tired of carrying around the black stone.
Me cansé de llevar la piedra oscura.
I'm tired of carrying the shame that I've always carried.
Me cansé de llevar esta pena, esta vergüenza que llevo.
Ladies,
mujeres,
it's okay to let the walls fall.
Está bien que las murallas caigan.
You've quit trusting because people hurt you.
Dejaste de confiar porque la gente te hizo daño.
But God didn't do it.
Pero Dios no lo hizo.
There's people in this house right now.
Hay personas en esta casa.
That as I've been preaching this, I have
que he estado predicando esto.
Been feeling a resistance.
Y he estado sintiendo una resistencia.
that there is black stones that symbolize shame.
Que hay piedras oscuras que simbolizan la vergüenza.
It's the stone of offense.
Es la, una piedra de defensa.
But Jesus said to him that overcometh.
Pero Jesús dice, al que venciere.
Tonight,
esta noche,
he's standing before every one of us.
Se pone por nosotros,
saying, I'm ready to change you.
Diciéndote, estoy listo para cambiarte.
But you can't do it your own way.
Pero no puedes hacerlo de tu manera.
When you run to the altar, Pastor Crossway, it's been a long time since I've seen people run to an
altar.
I preach all over the United States, and I have said it in this church that this altar is not a place of judgment. It's a place of consecration and dying down.
Es un lugar de consagración donde te rindes.
Tonight,
esta noche,
it's the Lord standing before you.
Es el Señor estando contigo.
Saying, "Here's a white stone, bud.
Aquí está la piedrecita blanca.
I want to give you another chance.
Quiero darte otra oportunidad.
And tonight I'm wanting to give you a new name.
Y esta noche quiero darte un nuevo nombre.
Tonight I wonder if you would step out honestly.
Me pregunto si puede dar un paso de fe y honestidad.
And you would find yourself in an altar.
Y te encuentres en el altar.
And you'd say, my God, I want to change.
Y dices, Dios mío, quiero cambiar.
God, I can't do it on my own.
No puedo hacerlo solo.
Come on, I'm talking about some of you men.
Hablo de ustedes, los hombres.
Coming to this altar and breaking before the Lord.
Viniendo y derramando su corazón a Dios.
Come on, I'm talking to people that you haven't moved in a long time. I'm not just preaching to young folks right now, I'm preaching to old people too. Heal me, Holy Ghost. Come on, nobody else can do this for you. You got to do it.
Nadie puede hacerlo por ti. Tú tienes que hacerlo.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Give them all. Give it all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all. Give it all to Jesus. He can turn your sorrow into joy. Give them all. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams and wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all. Give them all to Jesus. He can turn his sorrow into joy. Give them all. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams and wounded hearts, broken lives. can turn your sorrow into joy.